Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Hello, and welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon from the National Guild of Hypnotists. Pretty excited that we got a great show for you today on our Hypnosis NGH podcast. Today we have two special guests that we'll be interviewing. They're going to be appearing at the NGH convention in August in Marlborough, Massachusetts. That's August 9th, 10th, and 11th. We're going to talk to them about their practices today, and we're also going to talk to them about their seminars and workshops and their post class that they'll be presenting at this year's convention. Please welcome our special guests today. First, we have Kimberly Ann O'Connor. She stands as a seasoned professional in the realm of hypnosis, having served as a hypnotist and trainer with the National Guild of Hypnotists since 2012. Residing in Toronto, she holds certifications as an addiction counselor and RSSW psychotherapist, extending her services to clients worldwide. Noteworthy accolades include founding the Global Mastermind Alliance of Professional Hypnotists and garnering recognition in Forbes magazine for her innovative hypnosis protocol. Collaborating with the University of Toronto, Kimberly is at the forefront of designing a credential tailored for virtual hypnotists and practitioners. Her outstanding contributions led to a nomination for the RBC Women of Influence Award in 2024. Kimberly catapulted her YouTube channel to massive viewership, establishing herself as a leading virtual hypnotist. Dive into her expertise to unlock the strategies behind her online achievements, paving the way for your hypnosis practice to thrive in the virtual realm. Also, please welcome Christy Cowgill, a dynamic force in the realm of hypnosis as a board-certified hypnotist and certified NGH instructor. Her impassioned drive to integrate hypnotic mindfulness practices into healthcare, benefiting providers and patients alike, is unmatched. Transitioning from a rewarding career as a nurse anesthesiologist, Christy's diverse skill set as a nurse coach, speaker, and upcoming published contributor in modern nursing illuminates her unwavering commitment to advancing the field. With her MBA expertise, she brings a strategic, results-oriented approach to hypnosis, empowering practitioners to translate their passion into thriving, profitable ventures. Students admire her ability to distill complex concepts into practical tools, characterized by a blend of strategic insight, warmth, and compassion. Let's take a moment to welcome our guests, Kimberly Ann O'Connor and Christy Cowgill. Christy, now you've been doing hypnosis for how long?
I've been trained in hypnosis since 2000. So not very long formally, but I was using it informally in my nursing practice for many years.
And I saw that you were certified nursing assistant at 16, right?
Yep.
And then from there, how did things go? You became a registered nurse?
After high school and while I was working as a nurse's aide, I went to college and started my nursing career actually in oncology. So it was a great place to use guided imagery and stuff like that. And then I actually found nurse anesthesiology pretty early in my career and was attracted to that just because I'd always wanted to be a nurse practitioner. And I didn't know that nurses could do anesthesia, but I was also really compelled by helping people live more pain-free, go through surgical procedures with less pain and side effects. So I became a nurse anesthetist pretty soon after becoming a nurse, to be honest. And that is when I met Ron Esslinger. And he was presenting to a group of nurse anesthetist, and he was a captain in the Navy at the time, and also, as you know, a hypnotist. And he introduced the concept of actually using language in the operating room and using language with patients in the medical space. And so that had been how I practiced my nursing career, was in a large part due to some influence from Ron Esslinger.
Nice. Ron's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, so you're still a registered nurse, but your primary practice now is hypnosis.
Yeah, so after 20 years doing anesthesiology, I found that I was enjoying being a hypnotist far more. I was able to be more creative. There wasn't a lot of creativity when it came to selection of drugs. I only had, five or six, but in the world of hypnosis, the metaphors are limitless. So I found that I was really craving more of a creative approach to help people. And I left anesthesiology practice a year ago. So now we're recording this in 2024. I haven't practiced anesthesia in the past year. I've fully been a full-time hypnotist and really enjoying that transition.
Great. That's great. And obviously you're able to, control your kids better, right? Because you're a hypnotist.
No, but yeah, I think parenting, I know that there's been a lot of things that I've learned as a hypnotist now that just makes parenting easier. It makes life easier. I love incorporating mindset tools and giving them to my kids and helping them create some anchors to go into school with some better wisdom in that emotional support realm. So, yeah.
So Kimberly Ann O'Connor, Kimberly, you're a consulting hypnotist
That's
from
right.
Toronto,
Yes,
and
indeed.
you do all kinds of stuff up there in Canada. Is it any different than doing hypnosis in the US? I mean, in the sense of how people react, do you think that people in Canada are a little more responsive to hypnosis or?
Well, I suppose it would be hard to say, Eric, exactly, because I actually have a global practice. So I work nearly entirely remotely. So Canadians are only one part of the pie in terms of who I speak to.
You do some consulting in hypnosis business, or tell us about exactly what you do in your practice for hypnosis.
Right. So I work with the big three: smoking cessation, weight release, and stress management. And largely now, my clients come from Google reviews, from my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, Consulting Hypnosis, where I focus on sleep hypnosis. And that creates a warm marketing connection with people where they get a chance to really work with me before they work with me. And then I also have the training distinction with NGH. So I have the opportunity to work with hypnotists who are looking to expand their business. So one-on-one, the digital element, and the training element would be the three prongs of my business at this point.
Yeah, you're a certified instructor as well, yes.
That's right.
So I have a question for both of you. We'll start with Christy. When you talk to our podcast as hypnotists who are listening, we also have the public listening. They'd like to hear about hypnosis. Either they're interested in it, maybe becoming a hypnotist, or they're looking to possibly go to a hypnotist for something that they need to deal with. How do you talk to, we're going to say, Joe Average Citizen, who's not a hypnotist, about hypnosis that makes them feel at ease and comfortable in coming in or remotely working with a hypnotist?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, I use hypnosis to help everyday people with everyday problems. You might have heard that phrase before, right? And I like to just set the stage that, what we're becoming aware of in modern science is this mind-body connection. And hypnosis is a very common state of mind that we're in. And being able to hone that tool to impact our emotional state, our spiritual state, our body state is something that we all have access to. Mm-hmm. So a hypnotist can just really help you to discover those tools within yourself. And it's a mind-body practice that has been well evidenced in science as a way to improve well-being.
I agree. I mean, it's amazing because there's lots of people out there who talk about going to a hypnotist, but they may be a little leery. Kimberly, what would you say to somebody who comes up to you and says the same thing? I'm dealing with this, that, or the other thing, and I'd like to go, but I'm not sure.
Well, I would say that firstly, it's interesting to see the ebb and flow of understanding culturally about hypnosis. Hypnosis has been around since the dawn of language. And I find that we're in a really beautiful time for hypnosis because, again, the understanding, the popularity, it ebbs, it flows with incident, with religion, with conversation and community. And so right now I find that people are coming to me, even I've been doing this for 13 years. And at the beginning of my career as a professional hypnotist, people knew a lot less than what they know now. They tend to come to me with some frame of reference. A friend of theirs has stopped smoking. Their mother is able to sleep. And so often there's some touch point of understanding that I get to explain and expand and leverage. But then also I know that this is somewhat controversial, but I don't like to fully erase the element of fascination from hypnosis. I think it's a linear tool for change. However, I also think it's fascinating and has elements that cannot be fully explained and described. And I lean into that. I say, this will be a gentle, humanistic, beautiful process that we'll be able to map from point A to point Z. Did I just show my Canadian by saying Z? Do you say Z?
I wasn't going to say anything, but now that you brought it up.
Well, from A to Z / Z, we'll be able to map out the process in terms of explaining it with a lengthy consultation, touch points and follow-ups that stay close and intimate. But it's also a fascinating, beautiful, almost mystic process. And I like to allow that to still shine as a hypnotist. I'll explain it, and then I'll also let you know what can't be explained. And I just love that.
Excellent. Well, hypnosis, there's no cookie cutter way of dealing with a client, mm-hmm. whatever issue they need help with. And I think that's probably part of the real interest that folks may have is because it's not, again, it's no cookie cutter way. It's sitting down and actually working out and dealing with their specific issues. So, mm-hmm. So let me talk to you guys about your presentations coming up at the NGH convention, which is happening August 9th, 10th, and 11th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. I know you both are doing one together. Why don't we talk about that one first, which is a post course. So basically that's going to happen on August 12th, the Monday, just after the 3-day convention. And that's an all day course that you're doing. It's called Hypnosis Business Unleashed. So who wants to talk about it first?
Well, I'll start. Is that okay, Kimberly?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So we are so excited to be presenting Hypnosis Business Unleashed. You know, it's really about how to help others really create a sustainable, profitable hypnosis business. And Kimberly Ann and I both have very different approaches of how we've come into the hypnosis business space. I think that we have a wealth to share that hasn't been necessarily shared with hypnotists in the past in this manner. So I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to pull out some of the tools I learned while I was taking my education is at an MBA school, right? I have an MBA, and applying that to the solopreneur or the entrepreneur, and in particular, the hypnotist. So I'm really excited to share some of that insight.
We're really excited to leverage the tool of hypnosis and combine with the tools of business profitability and growth with zero gatekeeping. This is going to be, of course, a high caliber professional conversation, but it's also a conversation of warm peership. We really want to offer everything that we've gained in our decades of experience as full-time hypnotists, that this is something where there are processes and practices and mindsets that can really serve us as hypnotists to not only offer hypnosis, but thrive as a hypnotist in business. So we're really excited about that.
So any hypnotist that's going to the convention that's interested in expanding their hypnosis business into either be a full-time business or look into it further, you're going to touch on every little nook and cranny that they have to look at in order to succeed. Is that?
Yeah, obviously that's a huge undertaking for only 6 hours, right? our goal is to really create a lot of thoughtful conversations and really interactive approaches with the people who show up. Whether it's a startup, a brand new hypnotist, somebody who's just thinking about becoming a hypnotist, or somebody who's been in business for a while. I mean, we're really going to have some tools and conversations around each topic designed for wherever you are in your business. And to even go back and like maybe rethink your business plan or rethink like what's possible. So I love what Kimberly said about kind of leveraging the hypnotic space too to do that. Obviously, our ability to imagine and dream what we want is important, but then how do we take that dream into action? And what has worked for us? And it is unleashed. Like, we are going to be fully transparent with where we have not met the mark before, what has worked for us, and also what has worked for others that we know and we could share. So we're going to have a pretty lengthy ebook that people will be able to take home and like have some worksheets and more thoughtful conversations with themselves about those topics.
Yes,
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because ultimately, we're clear that becoming skilled in practice as a hypnotist does not equate to feeling empowered as a business person. And so that feeling of being empowered and excited and having a clearer, crisper vision for how to grow and scale sustainably is exciting for us. I think it's a gap that we're really excited to enrich and fill.
Authentically and mm-hmm. authentically, like really living your business through the lens of how you want to lead your business. Like mm-hmm. what does hypnosis mean to you? So that was a really important question that you asked earlier, Eric, to both Kimberly and I of what was our description of hypnosis. And you could hear the difference in our language. And that's going to be the difference in how we serve the people who come to us, whether one-on-one or one-to-many, or even students that come to us for training, and really standing firm in what we have as a hypnotic perspective, mm-hmm. right? And how we shift that and relate that into our business. And yeah.
I think this is real important for a hypnotist who's just starting. You know, there's people who started as a part-time thing. They're not really looking to make it into a big business, but they start to get busy and then they're a little lost on how to go from there and how to make sure they're doing it correctly on the business side. So this is an important presentation that you're going to be doing at the convention. So it's August 12th. It's a post course. So that basically means there's the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that people, the convention's going on. In the post course, they stay and they can enroll in your class for Monday, which is all day.
That's right.
Well, I think people probably want to know, like, well, what are we going to be talking about for that time, right? And obviously, they can read the hypnogram or they can read the titles, but I think some of the most important key things that I'm going to be bringing up is like really effective like client engagement. What does the customer journey look like? What is the model for your personal layout of the customer journey? And we'll talk about some basic legal stuff and startup roadmaps, like whether you're starting up anew or maybe you're starting fresh in your business. Mm-hmm. And I think Kimberly's going to cover
Very cool things indeed. Crafting a business story that really is aligned to your personality, your the energetics of it all, your vision for the future, looking at common challenges that specifically as hypnotists we can find ourselves perhaps ensnared in, and really giving peer-to-peer, professional-to-professional support around those challenges, dissolving, overcoming, leveraging them, and then looking at the virtual realm specifically, working remotely, how to find warm marketing techniques around podcasting, YouTube, social media that creates impact each time you post, and really looking at ways to use your energy and your vision and your talents to benefit others as you benefit yourself, as you create in these realms. So we're delighted. We're so excited.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very good class for people to want to enroll in and definitely learn. As you said, it can be for the person who's just starting up or one who's into a bunch of years as a hypnotist and wants to retool things or look at different ways of doing things. So let's talk about your individual classes that you're doing. Now, Kimberly, you're doing a class on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. called 12-Step Recovery and Treatment Centers.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Well, I would say there's two spheres we're going to be talking about specifically. So 12-Step Recovery and Treatment Centers, we're looking at the hypnotic language and techniques for addiction, particularly in the treatment center under the umbrella of 12-Step Recovery. So I myself, I've been in recovery spaces for 6 years, and I've learned that, firstly, there's such incredible power and support and opportunity in the addiction sphere, and sadly, more and more every day. There are huge demands for treatment centers to bring in outside tools, techniques, opportunities for relaxation, for craving cessation, for self-esteem, confidence, support around working with people, being by yourself. Really, the conversations are limitless around how hypnosis as a tool can serve groups in recovery centers and individuals who are struggling with addiction, compulsion. And I'll be speaking specifically to substance misuse. And then in those domains, 12-step recovery has helped millions of people recover. And it is often considered one of the gold standards for community addiction recovery. And there are very specific words, phrases, things that you do say, things that you do not say, that if you do not have the understanding and the intimacy of being a part of that community and connected to 12-step community, you would not be aware of necessarily. And so in this 50 minutes, I'm going to offer clarity around how to leverage 12-step belief systems, the steps, the practices, the principles, what to say, what to never say, and how to move yourself into work with individuals and perhaps more specifically treatment centers to offer really valuable, incredible hypnotic experiences to people who truly need them while being conscientious, educated, and clear how best to serve somebody working under the umbrella and living under the umbrella of a 12-step ideology.
That's a lot in 50 minutes.
Yes. Indeed. There will be handouts. There will be handouts.
Is this your first year at the convention?
It is. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
So Christy will show you around. And
that's right. As usual, Christy often shows me around many things.
Show you what to expect.
Well, I don't know. You know, there's a common theme here that Kimberly, our host, we're going to cram so much in to such a short amount of time and be such a lovely resource for people who want to loop back with us and ask us questions. I feel like that's how we met in the real world. We met in a virtual space in an hypnotic forum that was virtual. And she's in Canada. I'm on the western coast of the United States. And we have been in mastermind groups together and really talking about business and structure and where is hypnosis going in the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to watch Kimberly be a first timer at the NGH conference. But more importantly, I think that it speaks volumes to the interconnectedness of all hypnotists, and that if we work together, we just elevate each other.
You're here.
We really do.
I think that's one of the things that we see at the convention is that it's a great opportunity. Yes, the classes are extremely important for folks, and they get a tremendous amount of information and learning that goes on. But it's also in the hallways, meeting people that you know of or that you have talked to. And just even the chit chat or whatever you want to call it, professional discussions that happen. I think it brings everybody together in a space that is important for learning and actually just working with your colleagues, you know. And I think that's what we see.
Absolutely.
Yes. Christy, you're doing all kinds of classes.
I'm doing a few classes this year. Yeah.
Let's talk about there. Saturday at 11, you're doing Dopamine Drive, Science of Motivation.
Right. I want to talk about dopamine in a new realm. We often think of dopamine as what we know in addiction science is the pain pleasure principle. But dopamine also has a huge role in motivation. And as hypnotists, as hypnotic coaches, like that's what we do is we motivate people. So I think this conversation is just gonna lend some basic neuroscience to hypnotists about the dopamine process in the brain and how we as hypnotists might wanna be more aware of that dopamine role for our clients. And how we can up-level dopamine when it's needed for our clients to be more motivated, or how we can actually help them down-regulate that, and how we can incorporate ways to kind of have the steady state of dopamine so we don't get really low in dopamine or really high in dopamine, and we can kind of stay more even keel. So I think that's going to be a good conversation for hypnotists to understand the role of dopamine when it comes to human drive and motivation.
Now, a lot of people, do you find that they understand, you know, that dopamine, basically the meaning of that? And
because no, and that's what I want to like kind of unpack from that perspective. I think it's kind of, we've understood it in a lot of addiction medicine, right? And the pleasure pain, we have understood that role in dopamine for about, you know, 20, 30 years, but the motivation role is somewhat new, and we can use different words to influence the dopamine release in our clients. And we can also give them some good suggestions on how to navigate that dopamine space. So I want to really open this up for like about a 10 minute like mini presentation on the neuroscience of dopamine, but then also like the practical tools that a hypnotic coach can use with that knowledge of how dopamine plays a role in whether their clients are motivated or not motivated.
Excellent. Then on Sunday morning, you've got two additional seminars, right? Are they workshop
Sunday morning?
So 9 a.m. you got forgiveness process.
Yeah, forgiveness process. So one of the things I didn't mention earlier, I am a nurse coach as well, a board certified nurse coach. So what that is a nurse who has additional training and coaching. And forgiveness is a process that all of us in the human realm usually go through. We need to forgive somebody at some point. And so I want to talk about the forgiveness process of holding on to resentment and anger and frustration that is no longer needed and how we can do that. And one of the cool insights has been therapeutic journaling. And we know now with a lot of the research that therapeutic journaling can happen in somebody's mind. So we can, as hypnotists, help somebody go through a forgiveness process in without ever writing. Because some people are going to be resistant to writing. They have a fear of if I write it down, you know, and so they hold on to that. And as a hypnotist, one of the cool insights is like, how can we help people heal their hearts and free their minds in that hypnotic space and be just as effective as what we know is effective in therapeutic journaling? So that's the key takeaway there. Maybe it's a spoiler alert, but what I will say is I find it fascinating because I've practiced this. I often will be in spaces where I'm helping healthcare providers forgive themselves or forgive other people. And that's where I just do this work hypnotically in a group. And it's fascinating how effective it could be. So I just want to share that insight with people.
We also have on Sunday at 3 o'clock is a workshop you're doing. The Charisma
Code. Yeah, the Charisma Code, it's the hypnotist's secret weapon, right? Building rapport and artful communication. And I guess it probably sounds kind of basic if you're a hypnotist, like artful communication and rapport is the basic underpinnings of being a hypnotist. But I really want to shed some light onto maybe some of those basic practices that are often overlooked, or maybe some of those things that aren't necessarily in your awareness after you've been in practice for a while, and how we can really get back to really honing in, being hypnotic in every space. And really, it goes beyond just doing hypnosis. It's being hypnotic. And so that's what's going to come about in that workshop. And it's going to be definitely an interactional workshop. And I think it'll be a really powerful insight for everyone who attends. So come and play with me.
So let me ask you both. Kimberly, we'll start with you. On your thoughts on and how you feel about coming to this year's convention. I mean, are you excited about it? What's going through your mind about it?
This is a dream come true without being at all embellishing, or there's no embellishment that this is a dream come true. I have been in a mastermind of fellow hypnotists for a while, and Christy's attendance at the NGH has always been very exciting for me. And as a member of NGH since 2012, I've always known that this is something where the greats orbit these conventions, and there's such amazing value and insight and connectivity. And so this was the year that I decided not to, to untether myself from the ideas of being so far away from it, from wondering exactly how I would express and explain what I both have to give and also what I want to receive from the convention itself. And so I'm just so delighted. I cannot even wait. I've been telling everyone and their mom about this opportunity, this exciting place and space where hypnotists get to bring our bodies and our minds into the same space to really enrich each other. And I'm delighted. I'm so very, very excited.
We're excited you're going to be part of it this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have to make it every year, right, Christy? I mean, you're getting the hang of it. How long have you been doing coming to the convention?
Well, this will be my third convention. The first one was during the pandemic, so it was online. So my desire to be part of the National Guild of Hypnotists has been very intentional. I very strongly believe that this is the professional organization that hypnotists need to be a part of, because an organization needs to give its members education, it needs to give it help in crafting a business that is ethical and that withstands the test of time and a regulated professional practice, as well as provides networking spaces. And the NGH is that organization. So I have always gotten a lot of value from even in the year that we were virtual, in connecting with people virtual in that virtual space. And in the in-person space is just that much better. You're really surrounded by the people who have been in that space for a while. And I think we all stand on the shoulders of giants in this world of hypnosis. And to not go there and be in that space to learn and to collaborate together is, you're just doing yourself a huge disservice in life by not absorbing some of that wisdom and being in that energy space where there is this collaboration and sharing of people who do hypnosis in all different fashions and all different ways. And I think that's the most exciting thing about NGH is that there's just that commitment to, yes, the professional arm of hypnosis, but also that freedom that we have to bring our individuality into that space and that collective sharing of the mind. And so hands down, I think that's why this conference, this convention in the Summer Institute of Learning is so valuable for a hypnotist, whether they've been in practice for years and years or just starting out. You're going to find value there.
See, next year, you're already going to have to start working on what you're going to present in 25, because the National Guild of Hypnotists will be 75th anniversary will be happening.
That's amazing.
Two people who have experienced that 75 years, and that's being Dr. Damon and Maurice Kershaw, that are still around. That's great.
Beautiful. You know?
And both of them, fantastic people. Like, oh, just becoming board certified was just such a treat to share a cup of tea with Maurice Kershaw, and that tenderness for which he holds the profession, and also that just complete professionalism that he exudes. And just so it's such a great honor to have those wonderful people in our organization.
Oh, Dr. Damon's right in the other office cracking a whip on us. So
hi, Dr. Damon.
Send our regards, please.
Yes. I guess the other thing I want to say is to anybody out there who's considering becoming a certified instructor, that just up-levels your practice another step. Even if you never step into the training room to certify somebody, just that confidence that you'll have. And also, you'll learn more than your students in that first moment of being a trainer. Your first class, you will learn more than your students do, and that is really empowering as well. So I've run two successful groups since I became a certified instructor this year, and I have learned volumes from my students, and I'm hoping if my students are listening that you'll be at NGH convention this year. But that has been such a gift to be able to see the material and see hypnosis from that perspective, and then to be able to share it with others. So I guess, and Kimberly's a new CI as well. We took our CI training together with right. Don Martin.
And I'm currently designing a program with the University of Toronto. They currently have a clinical hypnosis program, and I'll be discussing business development and working in the virtual sphere for the U of T students. So that's very exciting. And I look forward to giving the structure and the bones of what will be offered to the university students, to the NGH, but with even more fun, more laughter, more play. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I support what you guys are talking about, in the sense that, you know, hypnosis has got to keep evolving. And without folks like you who are working to look at ways that you can help evolve, you know, help it evolve, it would become stagnant and not what it is becoming, which is more and more acceptable than it has been in the past. And it's helped so many people.
And there's a desire for it, because I think there is this fascination around the H word. And I jokingly told somebody the other day, I need to bring the H word back into healthcare, right? Hypnosis needs to be back in healthcare. Healthcare is one of my biggest consumers, right? For my practice, like, nurses, physicians, practitioners are looking for ways to use hypnotic language to connect more deeply with their patients. And so one of the things that I do is I go around to talk to different nursing groups about the use of hypnotic language, much like how I was introduced to it so many years ago, and how that changed the way that I interacted with people in the healthcare space. So that tool for me has been really great. And then I've watched it in just a year's time with people who I've talked to about it going back for a degree. I have two students who are going back for a PhD, and guess what? They're bringing into their PhD thesis the word hypnosis, and they were nervous about doing that at first, but both of them got approval to study hypnosis in their PhD program. And so I think that is really important too, to like have it at that caliber, to like really have people sharing it in that space. So for me, you know, my lens being nursing and advanced practice nursing in particular, is I love to see that being brought back into the science and wisdom of how we heal people.
It amazes me that I have a healthcare background in the sense of emergency care, so ambulance and paramedics and EMTs. And one of the things that I don't think nurses and or staff at all at the hospital realize that in a way they use hypnosis all the time. I used to tell our paramedics and EMTs that, you know, you can take care of a patient without actually having to do a splint or give them a med, just by helping them calm down, you know, relax. And so there's lots of things that kind of cross that path of hypnosis in the sense of working with somebody in the healthcare field. And I see more and more people in the healthcare industry looking at hypnosis as a way to help them provide patient care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to see more healthcare people learn the art of hypnosis and really, and understand the science of it. So yeah, I think that probably is very clear with the topics that I'm presenting on at NGH, right? Bringing a scientific approach to the hypnotist and bringing a hypnotic approach to the scientist, like being that bridge, because we're all human and we need to be in both sides.
And Kimberly, you're all about business.
That's well, indeed.
Right?
Well, as you've been sharing, I'm really struck by how, and I'll be paraphrasing very loosely, but Dr. Milton Erickson talking about how anyone can heal from any ailment if they have a sense of hope and resiliency. And it strikes me that by providing a sense of hope and resiliency to patients, there's such an incredible opportunity there. And hypnotists need a sense of hope and resilience as well. And so ultimately, with our post-convention training, we hope to leave people feeling bright about their future and aware that they can do this. And I just think the interconnectedness of all of it, from individual to patient to professional to hypnotist to trainer, it's really beautiful, the threads, the holistic benevolent threads that tie us all together. I think it's lovely. It's beautiful.
I love it. Thank you, Eric, for all you do.
I appreciate it.
And this is great.
You guys at the convention,
it's going to be the place to be. You're not going to want to miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.